introduce you first. Hi, welcome again. We're going to have Patty Holmes today. She's an actor, a TV host and radio host of Mente and Attitude Positive. So please welcome her to the stage, and she's going to tell you all about it.
Thank you so much, Nyurka. I appreciate this opportunity. Hello, everybody. My name is Patty Holmes, as Nyurka said, and I'm very happy to be here. And thank you to Nyurka to this opportunity to share with you and represent Hispanics, you know, Mexicans, Hispanics. But anyway, we are one, is what I want to say. So, who is Patty Holmes? Patty Holmes is a entrepreneur, immigrant from Mexico 22 years ago. Next June 1st, I'm going to be 22 years here in the United States. And the speech that I want to give you today is, the name is The Art of Transformation. You will say, What are you talking about, Patty? Transformation. Do you know the chameleon is like a thousands of years living over the face of Earth? Yes. The chameleon, this little lizard, if you want to call it lizard, that was before actually the dinosaurs. And they be transform himself to survive. And I want to talk about that. I love to observe the nature. Mother Nature teaches us a lot through animals and through, you know, diversity and everything, you know, into the nature. So I start observing the chameleon. And something that amazed me so much, that was the chameleon that is able to transform themselves and be camouflage. Yes, the camouflage into the environment in where he presents in order to eat. That way, with this being long tongue, he can grab the food, right? So to me, that amazed me when I start learning about the chameleon and how he is able to change the color and camouflage into the environment. And I'm gonna start thinking about my life. I'm gonna start thinking about how I've become a chameleon myself. Because I come to the United States, literally crossing the border. I was pregnant. I have my baby in my belly, yes, and she is 21 years old. And I was crossing the border with a seven-year-old in my hand, in my other hand. So I walk through the desert to get here in the United States. And not speaking English. Don't know what happened in the future. I always think that I was able to come over for a year. That was my idea. And make dollars, you know, and come back home and, you know, do that. But guess what? Life have more opportunities for me. And I come to the land of opportunity. And then I start thinking, because I crossed the border, you know, without legal status. So I'm going to start transforming myself, copying the American female. Even though I don't have a blonde hair, I don't have a blue eyes, my skin is dark and I'm Hispanic. I have a thick accent. And back then, I not speak any English. The only thing I know was numbers and there was simple, simple things. You know, the phone number, I know the colors, my name is, and that's it. And I'm going to start transforming myself because I start mimic the life in the United States because I don't want to be the porter. So the Art of Transformation is the name of this talk. Why? What I want to transform, like the chameleon, I want to transform petty in kind of like an American girl, or I want to reach the American dream and I transform my life through that. Of course, other things come around, like I'm proud to be Hispanic. Absolutely. I'm proud to speak Spanish. I'm proud to speak two languages, but I'm proud to speak Spanish. It's my first language. It's my mother language, you know. So my kids, they grow up here. My oldest daughter is 31 years old, and my youngest one is 21. And they both are bilingual. And the oldest one is a nurse. And the second one, my youngest daughter, she works in a company. She graduated from high school. And now she is working in a company in where they help people to put a lot of stuff in home because she likes design. So it's what she does. So I'm thinking, I transform myself as a chameleon. And I think the art of transformation is about that. Is transform yourself about what dream you have. What do you like to be in the future? I'm still dreaming. I'm a big dreamer. And I always say, I have a hashtag in Spanish that say, the translation is, I dream sleeping and I dream awake. That is my hashtag. In Spanish is, sueño dormida y sueño despierta. Because literally is what I do. I dream about it and I transform my life into that. And you will say, well, your name is Petty Holmes. And I always joke about it. And I say, well, Sherlock Holmes is my cousin. Well, he's not. But my husband is an American, a wonderful man. I fall in love with him and he fall in love with me. And we start put together our family because he have his kid, I have my kids, and we start, you know, getting together and we form this family, which is component, like a little pieces, you know, everybody have a piece in my family. So my husband is a descendant of Italians and he is an American citizen. And that is why my homes, you know, that is the reason why I get married. I want to honor him. I'm in the path of empower females, but at the same way, I don't want to put in the side the man. Man is a big figure in our society, and I don't want to let him, you know, in the side and say, "Oh, I'm powerful. I'm a female, and I'm everything." No, we need men. We need men in a society. A man is very important. Well, from my perspective, men is very, very important. And that is the reason why I want to honor my husband, you know, wearing or using his last name as the tradition here in the United States. So I'm learning a few years ago, actually, that some females and in some American here in the United States, some states, they allow the men take over the last name of the wife. So in this case, my husband will be Asensio, which is my last name, my daddy last name. So I want to, you know, I want to say, I want to honor that my husband with my last name. So that is the reason why I'm Petty Holmes. But, you know, I never going to forget the where I come from, because when you forget the where I come from, the art of transformation is never work. It's not going to work if you forgot that. So honor my tortillas, I honor my tacos, I honor my sauce, my spicy food, I honor it. And actually, it's very funny and very, my soul is full of joy because my oldest daughter married to a Colombian guy. My grandkids are Mexico, Colombian, American. So they have three flags. And that made me feel so proud and made me feel so like in the melting pot. In the melting pot, the art of transformation. And this is what about, you know, United States. United States is about the melting pot and also is about the transformation of ourselves. You know, when these countries start growing, when these countries start, you know, immigrants start coming, you know, Indians and Americans and Italians and, you know, all Ireland, people from Ireland and from all part of the world, they start calling the melting pot here. And it is, and it's still. And this is the art of transformation. America transform too. And I'm very proud to be friends with Nurka. And I want to thank all the veterans because that is amazing. Amazing job. My youngest daughter was thinking about enjoy, you know, the military, but she changed her mind. I did not. I want to be honest. I nothing to do with that. But in the end, she changed her mind and she was thinking about that. And that was amazing, you know, empower other females and be in the military. I respect that. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for your service. And the art of transformation in Patty Holmes' life is about that. It's about transforming yourself. And it's not only about the outside. It's about the inside. And I transforming myself. I'm still transforming myself. I'm still dreaming about what I want to do in the future. What is my goal? What I want to do when I, right now, I just turned 50. So 50 years old. And I'm thinking, how many years I'm going to live? So I'm calculating. I have other 30 years because I'm exercising and eating right. Not always, but I'm eating right. So I'm thinking about how I able to transform these 10 years that coming in my life. What I want to do, how I want to look, what I want to achieve right now. So that is the art of transformation because it's an art. You know, when an artist start building something or creating something is, I don't know, maybe a piece of, you know, ceramic, you know, working with your hands and you start forming this person, for example, or, you know, welding, you know, some women, they welding amazingly and they make these artists, they are huge, amazing pieces of art. And they, when I see it, I'm just like, wow, this is architecture, you know, it's amazing. And I'm thinking that is how life works. And that is the art of transformation, your life. Absolutely, you know, absolutely. So for me, the art of transformation is that, you know, it's an art, you know, becoming, you become from your mom. And in this case, you know, I grew up in Mexico for 27 years. And then I'm 27 years old, you know, I migrate to the United States. And now it's all this time here. And I just like, wow, learning the English. My life has been, you know, changing and, you know, doing things, growing with my kids, learning the language, doing a lot of things, writing a book. Yes. The art of transformation is about, you know, doing things. This is an art. I honestly, right now, before I like to read, you know, before the book, my editor, I remember that she told me words, they are very, very powerful to me. She said, when you write a book, you are one person before you write a book, and you become a different person after when you finish your book. And for me, it was like, she's just telling me things, you know, to finish the book and to, you know, do and empower me. I was thinking that, but guess what? That is an art. Write a book, thinking about how you want it, building the idea, you know, from the bottom up and start pulling and building and doing. It's an art. I respect. I'm an author. I'm not a writer. Writer is a different thing because a writer, I have all my respects. You know, it's like stories and it's a different thing. I'm just an author. And my book is A Dream Without Borders is the name in English. I'm translating. It's taking me time because English is difficult from other people that speak other language. Of course, me, my first language is Spanish. And you can hear in my accent is strong. And also, you know, when I write and when I read, in English. It's kind of like, it's a challenge for me every time. But I love it. I love to learn. So basically, you know, writing a book is the art of transformation. Absolutely. It's an art, you know, like I say, building your dream from the bottom up and start transforming yourself. Before the book, I don't know about how write a book. I don't know how, you know, talking with other writers. Now I have a bunch of friends as writers, as my friend Niurka. Actually, Niurka, you know, she's a writer too. She is an author. She has several books about empower and about doing things. So she is inside of this world of the art of transformation because, you know, directly or indirect, she transformed life through her books and through these amazing, you know, exponents. They come people. Yesterday, I was watching a lady that she was doing a, I don't remember her name. And if you can help me, Niurka, I don't know. She was saying how you can give, you know, buy a bottle of wine and she put it in something and she transformed this. And I just like, wow, that is a great idea. She empowered me, you know, to do these things. I'm very, you know, with a low cost. So that is very nice. She showed too about involving, you know, grabbing a book. That was a good idea, actually, grabbing a book, how you can grab in a book and give it as a gift. So I'm going to do it for my books next time. So I'm talking about my book. You know, I feel very proud about it because the picture, you know, in the cover of the book, actually, I just recently have an interview from South Africa, and I present the book in Spanish. That was amazing. And this picture is the first picture they took. My sister took this picture, and I just crossing the border right here. I just get in Graham, North Carolina, is where I started, you know, building my life here in the United States. And there was very, very good, amazing time because I remember that she was cooking some shrimp soup, a traditional Mexican shrimp soup, waiting for me from get to her house because she was here in the United States already. And that picture have a lot of meaning to me. That was amazing, amazing time. And it's how I start, you know, thinking about the book. And the book, A Dream Without Borders, you know, have a lot of meaning, that name too, because you can dream, you know, you can be anywhere in United States or another country, and you can dream about it. And it's no borders about it. No, it's no borders like, you know, in countries and, you know, literally borders for everything, even for states or countries. So I was thinking about that. And there was, for me, was amazing time writing the book. And that was a little piece in my life that helped me transform again my life. And now I'm an author, you know. And then before that, I was doing TV and everything started for an opportunity. Somebody told me, do you want to do a TV show? And I was like, okay, how is that? How I can do that? And they teach me and I went to learn. I have all my credentials in English. I was finished school. I went to the community college here in my town. And it was amazing because I say, oh, I have all these, you know, recognized, you know, finished my school and doing this and that. But everything was in English. And I was thinking, I need something in Spanish, you know, how. So I start looking and something show up in my phone. And I was thinking, let me take this class. You know, they go give you your certification for, you know, radio and TV. And I just like, well, let me do this. Maybe that helps me. And what happened was the guy that was, you know, doing this, he have a TV station and a place in where he can, you know, program in these shows and TV natural in Spanish. Everything was in Spanish. So it's how I start doing TV. So opportunities show up and life is like, put stuff in front of you. You only have to say yes, take it. You know, it's what I did. So opportunities come to me and they say, hey, it's right here. And I just like, all right, let me, I'm gonna take it. You know, I always like, okay, life is always saying yes. And even you say, no, I don't want this, life saying yes. You don't want it, yes, I'm not gonna give it to you. So, you know, it's how that works. So I always saying that, and the art of transformation for me is amazing, and it's transforming my life into United States. And actually, as a person, now my mind changed. My mind changed, and I think differently. You know, when I moved to United States, I just was saying, no, I just come to United States to make dollars. And as soon as I have my money, I come back. But one thing happens and other thing happens and different thing, I start, you know, I become a single mom with the two girls. The person that was the father of the baby, you know, he was the porter. So I ended up by myself with the two girls. Of course, my sister was supporting me, but there was a big journey, you know, a huge journey, start moving up, you know, like transforming the life. There was an art, because it's like I say, you know, when you're doing something in art, it's a process. And life is a process, you know, itself. And it's an amazing thing how you can turn and say, oh, I did that. How? You know, sometimes I amaze myself and I'm just like, really? I did it? I write the book? Really? I have a TV show? Currently, I have a radio show. June 9 is the first anniversary of my radio show, Mente y Actitud Positiva, where my dear friend, Niurka, is my collaborator. She sent me these capsules, and I start playing the capsules every Wednesday. You can hear it. It's in Spanish, but if you want to try, you can try the show every Wednesday through Radio Apit. I can put it in everything, or you can go in my social Facebook and Instagram and everything. So you can look at it, Patty Holmes, and you can find me there, and you can find everything I do. Right now I'm working with the females, empower females there. And actually I empower these women. This coming Saturday is the, I'm going to open an entrepreneur, yes. And I want to transform life as myself, you know, I transform my life, but I want to help other people transform their life. Like this coming Saturday is the big, huge opening of the school. Let me think how to translate this for you. So it's the first school of sexuality for females. And this is through Empoderate Latina, which is a group that I am the founder. And I have other females help me, you know, from the bottom up, we lead this group. I'm not leading by myself. I want to build other leaders as, you know, me, but I want they learn that they don't need me to this group continuing and keep going. So I teach them, you know, how do the Zoom class, how do a bring the friend, you know, over and give us the people that come and give us a speech. This coming weekend, we have somebody from Mexico that is talking about money and about retirement. A lot of people in my culture, Hispanic culture, we think that retirement is just for men and it's not for females. Some females, they just thinking, no, retirement is for a man and that's it. But guess what? It's not. So we're talking about Empoderate Latina this weekend. We're talking about that. And after the meeting that we have every other Saturday, after that meeting, is the big opening for the sexuality of the school for females. This amazing, she is in a doctor, psychology and sexuality doctor specialized in sexuality. She is from Venezuela. She lives in Peru right now. So it's a 6 months journey from Saturday, and it's one class each month. And it's an amazing thing because we're going to learn about a lot of stuff about our sexuality as a female. So we want to empower all these, you know, Latinas, females. I sometimes talking with females and other women, and they don't know about anatomy, the body, you know, everything in your body. They don't know what it's about. And I want to empower these females. You know, they need to know how your body works and how your feelings are connected with your mind and everything. So that is what I do. I art, you know, the art of transformation. Petty Homes went across the border. I don't know all these things that I'm talking about. I never knew that I was doing, that I was about doing TV and radio and give speeches and become an international conference speaker. And, you know, I give speakers and I give a speech in Spanish and English, you know, with passion, like right now, you know, like I want to show to the American society that we are very valuable too. And we try to reach a level of, you know, empowerment and become a very healthy part of the society in this country. I want to show that. I want to show that a Mexican lady, now and an American lady, both, I have my dual citizenship. I'm very proud to be here. And I want to show that I respect that country, and I love this country with all my heart. And I want to thankful for that. And I want to give back. It's what I want to do. So I do all these things. And this is the art of transformation. Transform your life. My message today is transforming your life is the best way, you know, you can succeed. You know, that is for me, it's a succeed. I feel that I successful. I'm still working in myself and I'm still doing things, but I feel like I'm successful. I'm very successful person. Latina, you know, I have a lot of meetings with people and I'm teaching and I talking with the police department, you know, locally, and I explaining to them what people do this. And, you know, I try that people understand. My husband was my first person to learn about my culture, because he said, why you guys do this? Like, you know, try to explain all belief, you know, the belief system is different. Everything is different, you know, in the society, or society is kind of like different in Mexico, Latin America, Venezuela, you know, Guatemala. It's a different thing. So, but we are in the melting pot that we have to, you know, live with each other. We have to live here and we have to live in peace and in love and understand each other. And I admire the American society, because when I moved here, one of the things in our belief system for Hispanics is like, we have to take care of our parents. You know, we have to drop everything when they get old, and we have to go and help them, and because they give us our life. And that is a part of the belief system. And that is why families in the Hispanic community are so close, and they are so like tight. We're very tight to mom, dad, grandparents, you know, like Coco movie. And, you know, but I'm start observing the American society, the American family. And I was thinking, I want to get the best part of the American, you know, society in this little point, in this little thing. Like, elderly people are very, very independent. And that amazed me. That is something that made me feel like I want to be like that. I want that. I want that too. So Petty Homes, my dream is become a very independent old lady. You know, when I get 80, 90, 100 maybe, I want to live 100, of course. And in the half of my life, and I'm happy. I feel like 20. But I want to be independent in my elderly years. You know, I want to live from my royalties from my books, my royalty from my talks. And I want to say, my kids, you don't have to. You just come and visit me, because I have somebody that I pay for and just take care of me. You know, I want that. In our society, Hispanic society, we sometimes have to drop everything, you know, job. If your kid is in college, you have to choose between pay college or go help your parents, you know, for your kids. And you are in the middle. And that sometimes is very, very hard to make a decision. or you have to fight with your brothers and sisters to say, it's your turn, you go, you know. Another thing is in all societies that this happened, but in our society is very common that we do it. And actually, people that are living here in the United States is when they think that we are rich, that we have everything, and we are the ones that we have to take care of mom and dad, you know. So luckily, my parents are very smart, so they take care. My daddy take care of himself, and my mom is with my sister. But still, you know, we're still helping and, you know, showing. And that is something that I learned from the United States, and I respect it with all my heart. That is a big respect for me. Like, wow, they opened my eyes and changed my point of view, because Patty Holmes, in the art of transformation, in the art of transforming my life, I just learning that Patty Holmes is responsible for Patty Holmes. Nobody else have to be responsible for me. I am responsible for myself. So that is the message today. So I want to say, you are responsible for yourself, for your happiness, for the way that you're thinking, even for the way that you, what you eat and everything else. You are responsible for yourself. And, you know, become independent. One of the pieces on the, you know, independence is the pursuit of happiness. When I read that, when I have to learn for my citizenship test, and that part was very resonating in myself, and I'm just like, I'm in the right place. You know, I'm right. I'm in right here. I'm in the right place. Because for me, when they say the pursuit of happiness, everybody want to be happy. I bet you want to be happy. I want to be happy the rest of my life, the 30, 90, I don't know, 30 or 40 years that I'm going to read, you know, live the rest of my life. I want to be happy. So that is the art of transformation. You know, transform your life into being happy. In happiness, what is happiness for you? Happiness is a lot of things. It's not only one thing. It's too many things, a lot of things. So go get it. Go get it. Go do it. A lot of people, and I read this in a book, I don't remember where, but it was an amazing thing to say. Well, you don't like it where you are? And some people say, well, I don't like it where I live. I don't like my marriage. I don't like my husband. I, you know, I'm very, he beat me up, or I don't know, whatever is happening in your life. So, but you're not a tree. You can move. You can do things. You have a brain. You can have, you have legs. You have to do things. You can survive. You can do and move and do stuff. So, you know, it's very simple. Life is simple, and you can live simple, and you can be happy. It's not that complicated. Well, that is Patty Holmes' view. And that is the art of transformation for you. If you want to know more about me, you can go to my, you know, to my Instagram as an Inbetable Dreamer. Of course, everything is in Spanish, but, you know, you can reach me out. I give talks in English too. And, you know, I love to communicate with people. I love to, you know, be like part of whatever you do right now. I'm very happy. So I'm very happy to enjoy this conversation with you. So is any questions? Nyurka, you there? Is any questions in somewhere now? Yes, or my time is up? Hello? I don't think Nyurka is here. Yeah. I don't hear you. Your microphone is all off. Your microphone is off. I don't hear anything. It's me? You guys hear me?
Oh, I was saying this. Thank you for the presentation. That was awesome. We welcome you back later for more Q&A. We have the next speaker coming now. So with that, let's go on transition and see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Dan, how about you?